Jane Smiley is the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist who's best known for such books as A Thousand Acres and Moo. But Miss Smiley has another life entirely. She's a horse owner and breeder of thoroughbreds, those beautiful and imposing creatures who were raised to run. Jane Smiley has already written a novel about her favorite creatures, and her new book, A Year at the Races, chronicles her lifelong passion for horses. NPR's Lynn Neary recently met with Jane Smiley at the backside of Churchill Downs, but later today, thoroughbreds will run for the roses at the Kentucky Derby.
The backside of a racetrack is a world apart from the excitement and noise of the stadium area where the races begin and end. The backside is where the horses are stabled. It's where the people who make the races happen, the stable hands, exercise riders, jockeys, and trainers, live and work. It is, says Jane Smiley, a quiet, almost meditative place. For Smiley, there is no more peaceful sound than the soft clip-clop of a horse's hoofs.
Those quiet click, click, click means nobody's running away. And somebody's happy.
Smiley doesn't have a horse racing in the Derby, but that doesn't bother her. She loves wandering around the backside of any track because, as Smiley tells us in her new book, the backside is a place for keeping and divining secrets. The secrets that interest Smiley are not the intrigues between owners and trainers, the gossip of the jockeys and the riders. What interests Smiley are the secrets that lie within the horses. Smiley has always been fascinated by horses. Her parents bought her two when she was growing up, but those horses' lives were cut short by illness and injury.
So I thought it was my horse desires were kind of doomed. But then I grew up and won the Pulitzer Prize and said, at last, I can have what I want, which is a horse. I remember when I was, my daughter, who's 25, when she was 13, we were sitting around talking about what we really wanted most in life. And she wanted a Chanel suit, and I wanted a horse.
The first horse Smiley bought as an adult was Mr. T. A skinny, white, thoroughbred gelding of unknown origins is how she describes him in the book. Smiley researched his background and found out he'd led a full and interesting life as a racehorse.
It gave me the strangest, eeriest feeling that he'd had this mysterious life before me that he couldn't give voice to, but that he had memories of. And that got me interested in horse racing.
Now Smiley owns a stable of horses. Her book describes the highs and lows of raising and training racehorses. She loves analyzing the horses' personalities and even consults a horse communicator to find out their inner thoughts. But when all is said and done, Smiley says, the best place to find out if a horse really has what it takes is at the track.
Racetrack now open. Gotta walk down to the racetrack.
Okay.
And get
Are they gonna be walking past here?
Yeah, but we'll just stay out of their way.
The busiest time of day at the backside is when the horses are taken out to the track for their daily workout. Watching the horses as they gallop around this famous track, one gets a sense of the effort it takes to win a race like the Kentucky Derby. The concentration of both the riders and the horses is intense. The only sound is the soft thudding of hoofs on the thick carpet of dirt and the strained breathing of the horses as they fly past. It is during these workouts, says Smiley, that the owners, the trainers, the bettors get a sense of which horses might be winners.
Horsemen sit around day in, day out, saying, look at that one. That one has a big stride, and that one is always out in front in the among the foals, and that one has beautiful haunches, and that one has the look of eagles or whatever it is. But until they get out there, you can't say.
Breeding and training a winning horse is a lot of work, says Smiley, but it's also a matter of luck. For owners like Smiley, that is, those who don't have unlimited funds, the chances of making it to a Triple Crown event are slim.
Having your book made into a movie that wins an Oscar is about the same as your chance as a horse breeder of getting into the Kentucky Derby. But that doesn't mean that you don't think that, you know, it's a straight shot from here to there every day of your life.
There's a lot of fantasy involved in it.
Oh, there's tons of magical thinking, but otherwise, why would you do it?
When the workout ends, the horses are taken back to their stables. Exhausted by their efforts, they stand patiently, steam rising off their glistening bodies as the stable hands wash them down.
Horse.
I was just thinking how beautiful this horse is.
Yes, this is a filly, and just from an aesthetic point of view, she has a beautiful neck, beautiful head, gorgeous shoulders, and she's just very gracefully made.
Every horse story, says Jane Smiley, is a love story, and Smiley's own love affair with horses isn't over yet. While others scheme and dream for the day they can write the great American novel, Smiley harbors her own fantasy.
I always say, oh yeah, I'm going to stop writing novels when I'm 60 and go to the racetrack and become a horse trainer, you know, and then I laugh, and because I can't imagine having the self-confidence and the knowledge to go to the racetrack and become a horse trainer.
Jane Smiley, writer and horse owner, will no doubt be watching the Kentucky Derby today and dreaming of the day her own horse will be racing in it. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
You can read an excerpt of Jane Smiley's A Year at the Races on our website, npr.org.